As John said, my name is Rusty Mitchell. I'm FMC Corporation Technical Support Specialist for the Southern Region. I also want to acknowledge my co-authors, Don Johnson and Craig Himes. This morning, I want to present a little bit of information that we generated over the last couple of years and give you an update on a new cotton herbicide product that FMC is introducing or has introduced to a limited basis this past fall. Thank you. That being Display. Display is the most recent product that FMC is introducing into cotton. It has been tested in university systems now since, I think, 2010. Initially, it was tested under the F number 9328-1 within the last couple of years, once we did receive our registration trade name Display. We did receive an EPA registration in June the 8th of last year. We had enough product for a limited launch, so I will show you some slides here, some field commercial pictures here in just a little bit of some of the commercial applications that did go out. We will have an adequate amount of product in 2013. As far as what is Display, it's PPO inhibiting compound. It's a combination of two PPO inhibitors, carfenthrazone ethyl, which is the active ingredient in AIM, as well as fluthiocet methyl. It will be sold as a 2EC formulation. Very low rates you'll see in just a little bit. At 1 gallon rate, we're looking at rates that will end up with a concentration of somewhere between 160 at the high rate down to our low rate of 320 acres per gallon. As all PPOs are non-translocated, so it does require optimum coverage for performance, but it is absorbed into the foliage very rapidly and rain fast within 1 hour, which is very advantageous. Some of you may have already seen the label, like I said, that we did receive last year, but to give you a little bit more of a detail of what was in it, Display, it can be used alone or in tank mix combination. You'll see in just a little bit that we are recommending primarily a tank mix combination with our compound. The label rate will go up to an application rate of 1 ounce. We'll not be using that 1 ounce. In many cases, it'd be much lower rates depending on environmental conditions and our objectives for that defoliation. Can be applied by wind or by air or by ground. And as I said, complete coverage is critical since it is a herbicidal type of defoliant. We will be recommending a quality adjuvant system, just like we have with AIM or other PPO, either a non-ionic surfactant or crop oil, silicone-based type of adjuvant system. That adjuvant system will depend on environmental conditions. What we have seen in the past is if you want a more aggressive type of defoliant under cooler conditions, if you've got foliage that has hardened off, you may go with that crop oil concentrate. Warmer conditions earlier in the season, a little bit more tender type foliage, would go with the non-ionic surfactant. Can come back with a second application if necessary to remove a skirt or anything like that. We are limited to a maximum of 2 ounces per season and a PHI of 7 days. As far as the rates that I was talking about earlier, single applications where you've got cotton that is already stressed and you're just trying to take off the last few bit of leaves that are out there, we're recommending that 6/10 to 8/10 of an ounce. Primarily, we're going to be recommending that either a two-way or a three-way combination. In that two-way combination where you've got ethylfine, rates are going to be 5 to 6/10 of an ounce per acre. In a three-way combination where you've got both the ethylfine and the thiodiazurine in there, we're looking at 4 to 5/10 of an ounce per acre. As I said, we can go with a sequential application. Those rates are going to be back up to the 6 to the 8/10, depending on your objective, trying to take off that skirt or desiccating weeds, and I'll talk about some vine desiccation a little bit later. As far as Display activity, we have seen very good activity on mature foliage. Of course, you add in the ethylfine or the thiodiazurine to that's going to pick that up. Excellent removal of immature foliage or juvenile regrowth with Display alone. If you're looking for regrowth suppression, we've seen some suppression out of the out of Display, but of course, adding the addition of thiodiazurine is going to enhance that in more. We've seen some bowl opening advantages out of the use of Display alone, but again, the addition of the ethylfine is going to enhance that. and weed desiccation or vine desiccation has been very effective. Just a little bit of data, a couple of trials or a couple of slides that I've got here, some data that I have pulled together. This is some university data that we generated in 2011. As you can see on the left, we had displayed 0.8 pounds in a two-way tank mix with Ethafon compared to an ounce of AIM, which we consider as our standard, or Folex at 16 ounces. And then that was also compared to the lower three treatments where it was a three-way tank mix of display at 0.4 pounds with Ethafon and thiodazurone compared to a lower rate, 0.5 ounce of AIM or a 8 ounces of Folex. You can see defoliation there varied anywhere between 89% to 91%. Very good defoliation. This was 2 weeks, 14 to 16 days after the treatment. Desiccation, very good. Percent open bows, as you would expect with the Ethafon and all of the treatments, very good. Regrowth, see if I've got an error here. Yeah. Regrowth, very good. Between the display and the AIM, we saw a slight increase in regrowth with the Folex and a two-way tank mix. By the time you got down to the three-way tank mix with the thiodazurone present, you didn't see any issues. And yields, very little difference between years. I think between the high and the low may have been no more than 80 pounds in any of these. And, of course, this is an average of eight trials that we were conducting in 2011. In 2012, somewhat of a similar type of program. However, as you see over here on the left, we did have display at two rates. We were looking at display at that 0.6 ounce, comparing it to that 0.8 ounce, an ounce of AIM, and compared to 12 ounces of Folex in a two-way tank mix, or with Ethafon, or right down below it where we were looking at 0.4 or 0.6 ounce of display in combination with 0.5 ounce of AIM, compared to 0.5 ounce of AIM, 8 ounces of Folex in a three-way tank mix. And again, very, very minimal differences between defoliation in any of these treatments. Desiccation was very good, open bows very good, no regrowth issue, and no issue from the standpoint of any significant differences from yield. So very good performance compared to those standards out there. Just some shots of some field, commercial field plots that we did have in 2012. As you can see on your, this is going to be your left over there, we've got an application of drop and prep. That is a very low rate of prep. At the time, the producer was planning on coming back with a second shot anyway, so he was not trying to get a maximum load of Ethafon out there. That compared to the right over there where you've got display at that 0.5 ounce rate in that three-way mix. You can very much see the difference in that and the advantage that it's bringing to the table. A little bit closer shot of this same field. Again, you can see the display that at 0.5 ounce plus that drop prep shot just causing a little bit more of a leaf drop, a little bit quicker than that of the standard just rate drop prep. And this is 8 days after treatment on some dry land cotton, non-irrigated. Same actually producer. This is some irrigated cotton. You can see in the foreground the drop prep and as opposed to the background above that yellow line where you've got that extra 0.5 ounce of Ethafon, of display in there. And again, some of the similar advantages that you see out of the speed from adding that extra 0.5 ounce of display. Another location, another field. This is an irrigated field comparing a display at 0.5 ounce with drop at 2.3 ounces and prep at a higher rate, 32-ounce rate of Ethafon. Compare that to 16 ounces of Folex. Again, you can see a little bit cleaner drop of leaves out of the display as compared to the Folex. That's not to say that 16-ounce rate of Folex, and that did not stick leaves. It was just slower in having them come off that plant. And then I'm not going to talk anything about Texas from the standpoint of Texas data, but I did want to give you one shot here. This was a shot of some cotton that was defoliated 9 days after treatment with the display at 0.7 ounce plus a 40-ounce rate of Ethafon over there in Leveland, Texas in 2012. Lastly, one thing that was mentioned, again, with this combination of carfentrazone and fluthiazide methods, there was a little bit of initial concern as to whether or not, we would end up losing some of the activity that we've seen out of the desiccating properties of vines, which a lot of AIM is used for, especially in the Mid-South. And so we've got a shot here of that not being the case. We did establish a couple of trials. Dr. Donnie Miller in Louisiana established a trial for us where the primary objective was to come in there and make a normal commercial defoliation application in an area that had heavily, heavily vine infestation. We were looking to look at desiccating vines. So as you can see here, the initial program across the entire trial was a defoliation application of drop at that 2.4 ounces plus prep. That went across the entire trial with the exception of the last treatment. And then we came back in. I jumped the gun. Then we came back in and followed up with either a 6/10, 8/10, or a 1 ounce rate of display compared to an ounce of aim. And then that last treatment is a sequential application where we had display at 4/10 of an ounce plus ethafon, followed by an 8/10 ounce of display. Bottom line is, looking at this data is only for vine desiccation at 7 days after treatment. We saw a slight numerical response, nothing significant. Very good desiccation, bottom line, from the standpoint of even the 6/10 of an ounce rate of display at 7 days. By 13 days, it's starting to drop off a little bit. No significant differences, but it looked promising there. Then also, Dr. Chris Main in Tennessee conducted another trial very similar to this. Again, we had the drop prep, defoliation application all the way across the plots themselves. Came back in slightly different from the previous trial in that we had 0.65 ounces of display compared to 8/10 and an ounce of aim, and then a slightly higher rate of display plus prep, that half an ounce rate followed by an ounce. But bottom line is, even at 7 and 20 days after treatment, excellent vine desiccation out of the application at that point in time. So we are quite comfortable that we have not lost any activity from that standpoint out of this product. So in conclusion, we feel that display provides reliable and effective defoliation under numerous environmental conditions. It is compatible with other defoliating products and adjuvants that are out there. We are seeing some reduced regrowth, and the vine desiccation does continue to be efficacious. I would be remiss not to acknowledge the numerous university individuals that have assisted FMC over the last 3 years in getting to this point from the standpoint of a registration, those including Drs. Tom Barber, Chris Main, Darren Dobbs, Donnie Miller, Guy Collins, Keith Edmondson, Mark Kelly, and Dan Froman. And with that, I appreciate your attention. If there are any questions or anything like that, if we've got time, I'd be glad to address them. What are you going to gain by it? I think it's just a lot subtler product. The one concern that we had initially with AIM, and you had to work with it a lot more carefully to ensure that you didn't stick any leaves or anything like that, it's just a less aggressive, and it's much easier to work with than it is with that full rate of AIM. That being said, that was a concern that we had with being less aggressive. I was under the impression that it might even be less aggressive from the standpoint of vine desiccation, which we use a lot of AIM for vine desiccation, especially in the Mid-South Southeast. That was not the case. When we initially built this, I was telling our marketing group, you know, AIM is a good product. You can build a different mousetrap. It's going to be hard to build a better mousetrap. But I don't know. After this introductory year, I have been extremely, extremely more so impressed than I was expecting to be out of this activity. Good question. Well, we've seen that, Paul, with AIM as well, but by all means, you saw some of those demo plots that we had out there that the application in many cases, we're limited by a 7-day PHI, and in many cases, you sit back with the farmer and you have to hold the strains back on. But to answer your question, yes, we've actually seen that. It has actually enhanced that ability to get back out into the field. But we've also seen that with AIM as well. No. What we have seen, again, like any PPO, cooler temperatures, you move from a non-onyx surfactant to a crop oil. And in many cases, you may or may not even raise the rate that much. We've not seen any issues. Based on what I understand right now, temperatures were to drop down. We've basically been with display at that 6/10 of an ounce. I might move that up to 7/10 of an ounce or a quarter of an ounce, and go from non-onyx surfactant to a crop oil when those temperatures drop below 80 degrees, 75 degrees, low at night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.